Sanibonani, igama nguNkululeko Akakhanyile. I'm also part of Christ Central Soweto. Welcome to today's devotion. Today, we're looking at James chapter 4, verse 13 to 17. Here, James continues with what he has been talking about from verse 1 to 12. He fleshes it out more on how our desires cause us to live a life that orbits around ourselves. Look at verse 13. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we'll go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. In this statement, James shows us the level of confidence that these people have because of their capabilities. They have placed their hope on the power of what they are able to do rather than to God. And that's the whole issue here. James is not against people planning ahead and thinking about the future, but he's against people doing that outside God's ultimate plan for human beings. Look at verse 14. Why? You don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. James here reminds his audience that life doesn't revolve around them. They're like a mist that is here but suddenly vanishes in front of your face. More than that, they don't even know what would happen tomorrow. It's like that story of a man who builds a lot of storage for his wealth. And he says to himself, tomorrow you will rest, eat, drink, and be merry. But Jesus comments on the story. He says, stupid, tomorrow I will come and take your life. He reminds us that we are not in control of the future, but God is. He is the one who created the world. He sustains it. He is involved in all of its events and direct all things to its appointed purpose. What this truth does is that it magnifies God who exists independently of his creation and shows how his creation is dependent on him and brings about humility rather than pride of verse 16. Here's the vaccine of overconfidence and boasting about your capabilities. One, it's knowing that you are but a mist. You are here today, but gone tomorrow. God is eternal. Number two, you were made to enjoy God and glorify Him forever. In other words, Jesus takes a center stage in your life. Your life orbits around Jesus. In Ephesians, Paul says that Jesus has saved us to do good works that God has prepared in advance for us. Therefore, James then says, before you plan your future, pray to God and ask Him to direct you so that whatever future plans that you plan will be according to the plans that God has purposed for you. In verse 15, he says, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. This shapes every single room of our lives. If you're about to get married, the person you will get married to, she's out to be a Christian. Why? Well, because if both of you are filled with the same spirit, then you will aspire your marriage to resemble the relationship that Christ has with the church, because that brings glory to God. This shapes the kind of neighborhood you would like to stay in. You no longer seek your peace and status, but you ask yourself, how can I share the gospel here? Is there any church around that exalts Jesus in anything they do? In what ways I can serve here? If you are buying a car, same thing. How can I get a car that would enable me to serve for the gospel? The kind of job you're looking for, if you are looking or working, you ask yourself, How is this enable me to serve God's people? Does it allow me to meet with God's people? Am I happy with the way I serve in my local church? Am I happy with the time I spend with my church family and my family? If not, what keeps me in this job that takes my entire time and energy? With these questions, you are to arrive in a conclusion that will reveal whether your life is aligning with God's will for your life or with your will. In verse 17, James gives us a warning that knowing what is good and ignore to do it is sin. Let me finish with the story that highlights how dangerous pride is by Jim L. Wilson and Roger Russell. A man thinks his wife is losing her hearing. A doctor suggests that he try a simple at-home test. Stand behind her, ask her a question from a different distance, and see when she can hear it. The man goes home, sees his wife in the kitchen facing the stove, and asks from the door, "What's for dinner tonight?" No answer. 10 feet behind her, he repeats, "What's for dinner tonight?" Still no answer. Finally, right behind her, he says, "What's for dinner tonight?" His wife turns around and says, "For the third time, chicken." Pride blinds us of our own fault and sin. It makes us to think that we are right and everything and everyone is wrong apart from ourselves. This brings our devotion to an end for today. If you want to hear more of our devotions that we send through and our sermons that we do send through as well, you can visit our website www.christcentralsoweto.co.za.